secrets will unfold. Laughter and some tears will face all our fears. Get ready to be exposed in the hot seat. Who knows what will come to light? Shine on through the night. Questions on the fly. No place you can hide. True selves come alive on this crazy ride. No scripts, here we go. Honesty will flow. Turn and take a seat. Can you take the heat? Joy's wit so sharp. Carrera plays her part. Together they ignite in the podcast lights. You can hide. True selves come alive on this crazy ride. Get ready to be exposed in the hot seat. Who knows what will come to light? Shine on through the night. Questions on the fly. No place you can hide. True selves come alive on this crazy ride. No scripts, here we go. Honesty will flow. Tune and take a seat. Can you take the heat? Joey's wit so sharp. Carrera plays her part. Together they ignite in the podcast lights.
Hope that you enjoyed our special theme song created by Joey and me, and so we're back, everybody, after a semester abroad. Our special little show is back. So just in case you've never listened before, if you don't know who you are, what's up?
The ones that are all raised, you have to turn that mic
on. They're on.
Hello.
Sorry. Oh, okay. You couldn't speak for a second?
I was silenced.
So if you guys haven't listened to us before, I'm Carrera.
And I'm Joey.
And this is In the Hot Seat, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Woohoo.
We have our first guest of the year on today. If you want to introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Chloe.
Hi, Chloe.
I've been on the show before. But I'm here for a redemption episode, and I'm just ready to combat anything that comes my way.
And for anyone who hasn't heard the show before, our goal is to unite the Tufts community and bring everyone closer together. So I hope you enjoy.
Okay, great. Any first statements you want to make before we get started, or are you just ready to dive right in?
I feel like since my last ride on this show, I've improved a lot as a person. And I also just think that usually I'm right in situations.
Well, we'll see about that.
So we'll see. I mean, we'll see, but I truly usually believe that I'm right.
But do you really believe that you're right?
In my fantasy.
How much do you believe that you're right? Would you go so far to hate someone over being right?
Honestly, like, yeah. I have hate in my heart, and I hold a lot of grudges.
Well, let's start with the whole lot of Reddit drama.
Okay, perfect.
Would you like to name anyone before we start, or are we going to use aliases? Don't be afraid.
Well, okay. Well, you know, seems we've come to our first snag here.
Yeah.
I have to say aliases. I don't want to jeopardize anyone.
Okay.
Anyone's future.
Okay, great. So we first just want to give a little context for the story. Basically, there is a club at Tufts called TDC, Tufts Dance Collective, and every semester a new show goes on where people just pitch their idea, and it can get accepted, it cannot get accepted. In this case, that's what happened.
Womp womp. Chloe, would you like to describe your idea to us?
Of course. I mean, as I've done over the past few weeks, and people just coming to me and really being devastated and concerned what happened, but I've explained it many times, and I'll do it again. So the idea is Whole Lotta Reddit, a combination of Playboy Cardi and Redditors. What are Cardi's fans named? Vamps. What do vampires wear? Capes. Who also wears a cape? Redditors. And so we've connected these two beautiful species, these two beautiful minds, to really make a journey transforming from the lowly incel Redditor into the vamp, the all-knowing, the everything. And it was a journey. I mean, we were going to have Subway Surfers. We were going to have Seabat. We were going to have Cardi, lots of Cardi. And it was, I mean, it was going to be amazing. So that's my idea.
Well, you actually said we. Who is we?
Oh, me and my confidant, Sylvie.
Oh, okay. We're name dropping Sylvie. So Sylvie is now a part of this conversation. So you're speaking on her behalf, correct?
I'm not speaking on her behalf. I'm just speaking on my behalf and ideas that we came up with together, I guess, on our behalf.
Okay, but why didn't this beautiful idea get approved?
Well, there's two answers to that, as there always are, two sides to every story. The answer that I was told officially was that they didn't get it. They didn't understand how Reddit would fit in. They didn't understand how Reddit would, like, audibly be in the dance or, like, dance to. But I just believe that there were some people in the group who didn't want our idea to be in the group, in the dance.
And why?
People on the e-board.
Why would they have that opinion?
Well, there was another idea that had Cardi involved.
Oh, who had that idea?
Oh, just some people you wouldn't know.
But, like, why would they go so hard for it? Is it someone in the context of the e-board?
Yes, on the e-board.
Oh, so it was two people on the TDC e-board that had this idea.
Sure.
Okay, so continue.
Okay, they had an idea, and it also had Cardi, and I was very scared because, I mean, it's a scary situation. Never want two Cardis in the same place. You never know what can happen. And it would just felt a little unfair because all the e-board dances automatically, like, get in the show. Obviously, they're not going to reject a dance. And so because Cardi's kind of a niche artist, we felt like they weren't going to accept two. And so we felt it was like
a corrupt system.
It wasn't their I didn't say that. Mm-hmm. It wasn't their fault that they, like, came up with the idea. But we just felt it was unfair, and it gave us, like, such a lower chance of being in the group. Because if they were automatically going to have theirs, then, like, what's the chance they're going to have our dance also? So I'm sure we complained about it a lot, and I'm sure made it back to the ears of the people involved. Actually, I know that it did confirmation, but but I never felt like, I just felt it was unfair, and then they changed their idea at the last minute, so I was like, oh, perfect.
So why didn't you guys get in?
I mean truly I think people are scared of innovation. They're scared of new ideas. I mean, they're scared to let new people in.
Do you think that your mind just, like, works in ways that people can't understand?
Yeah.
Like, you're sort of above it all?
Yeah, definitely. I think, like, I'm definitely a voice of a generation. I'm a thinker, big creator.
Do you forgive the e-board?
Yeah.
Really?
I do. The day that we didn't get in, I cried myself to sleep. Truly, the first time I've cried in months was the day that I didn't get my dance.
Yeah.
The last time I cried was watching The Fault in Our Stars in April. And then I woke up the next day and I was like, you know what? It's okay. Then I was quickly met by like 20 people telling me they were so sorry and they didn't understand how I didn't get in. So that just really made me feel a lot better, and just
the martyr,
the victim complex really went up. But I am okay with it, and I forgive them, but I just think that they're going to have to live with that mistake forever.
Wow. Think they'll rue the day.
Oh, day. Absolutely. They'll rue the day.
Karma will get them.
Yeah. Everything comes back around.
Everything comes back
around. That's all I have to say about that.
Well, just speaking about you thinking that you're above it all, maybe a voice of our generation, a martyr. Popular TV series girls.
Right.
Who would you say out of the top four main characters, like, you are most?
I mean, I'm definitely a Hannah. I mean, it just shows I don't know how to act socially. I'm quite often saying the wrong thing, and I also think that I'm, like, better than everyone around me.
Yeah. And are you proud of this? You're proud of that connection?
Yeah, proud. I mean, I'm proud to be myself.
Okay, that's good.
But I wouldn't say I'm exactly like her. I think she's an amplified version of traits that I also have.
Mm. Kind of like the traits that were expressed in a story you once told us about you in an airport.
Yes.
Would you like to tell that story, or do you want us to tell it for you?
How about you tell it, and I'll chime in.
Okay. Well, Chloe was on a trip back from Florida.
Florida.
Which, speaking of which.
Yeah, I
don't know why you're there.
I'm ashamed.
Back from Florida, it was like an early morning. She was maybe a little bit discombobulated. Her flight had been delayed. She finally makes it to the airport onto like the waiting area for this flight. She sits down. The boy across from her, and I remember her telling me this, she said, he was cute.
If you're listening.
He was cute.
He was cute. He was maybe on a team of some sort. He was maybe on the soccer team.
I think he was
the
on the squash team.
The squash team. At
like, she had found this out somehow.
Squash, well, on team. His sweatpants, it said tough squash.
Okay, that's
cool. I'm very perceptive.
She sees him. She's like, oh, I have to make this connection. I have to let him know that I also go to Tufts.
Right.
And so she stares at him maybe for a little bit.
Well, let me say this part. I tried to make eye contact, but the thing is, okay, it was 7 in the morning, and we both had noise-canceling headphones on. I'd just gotten my noise-canceling headphones. I was so excited.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, let me, like, try not to interrupt his day. So,
but you still wanted to interrupt
him. I wanted to, like, say hi, like, fellow Jumbo, which inspired my next part. So I, somehow we made eye contact. I looked up at him, and I mouthed, no sound, I mouthed, go Bows. But it was like, go Bows. Like, it was like that.
Well, did you also do the
I did the hand signal. Put my, you
the
know.
The Robo's hand.
Yeah, Quiet Coyote, but you stick your thumb in between the two middle Robo's. He proceeded to look at me for 15 seconds, direct eye contact. None of us said or did anything. And then he went back to his phone, and he did not speak to me or try to continue the interaction.
Wow.
So.
Wow.
Do you feel like you would do that again, like, if given the opportunity?
Like, I think that if I was in a similar situation, I probably would, like, my first instinct would be do something like that, and then I would, like, remember and be like, wait.
But it didn't end well.
Is there anything, if he's listening right now, would you want to say anything to him?
If you're listening, I'm so surprised that you knew who I was. Like, what? That's so amazing.
Like, send her a message.
Like, send me a message.
Post it on SciChat.
I'm sorry. I was very sleep deprived. My flight, I was supposed to fly out of Fort Lauderdale Airport.
Mm-hmm.
But then my flight got canceled, thank you Spirit, and then I had to buy another flight out of West Palm Beach, which is 45 minutes away. So my flight was originally already a red eye. Then I took a taxi to West Palm Beach, had to sleep like 5 hours in an airport hotel, and then I had woken up and gone to the airport. So I was very out of it, but I honestly don't think me being tired contributed that much. Like, I feel like I kind of would have done the same thing if I was like completely normal.
Were you hungry?
I was so hungry.
Are you hungry right now?
Yeah, we should probably go eat.
Well, we actually have some coins for you.
Oh, perfect.
Would you like to tell us why you love to suck on coins?
Okay, this story has been miscommunicated.
Well,
very much so. Let me be clear. Okay.
Chloe famously. Continue.
Okay. Well, number one, I'm iron deficient, so let's just get that out of the way.
Not helping
blood
you. Blood
won't solve the problem.
My blood work shows, okay? But I used to collect change, and I had these little cups next to my bed, and I separated out pennies, nickels, dimes, quarters.
Penny, nickel, dime.
Penny, nickel, dime, penny, nickel, dime, nickel. Penny, nickel, dime, penny, nickel, quarter.
Continue.
sorry. And as many do, I have an oral fixation. I sucked my thumb until I was in third grade.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know how I stopped. And I just like to put things in my mouth. It's just fun.
That's what she
it's just
said. Fun. Sorry.
I mean, whatever. Hit me up.
Or he.
And so, yeah, or he. Exactly. Let's be inclusive. Or they. So, I used to put the coins in my mouth. Okay, I would take a stack of them and I would just put them in my mouth. I wouldn't suck on them. I would put them in my mouth, and then I would, like, take them out of my mouth.
Would you, like, but you'd be, like, kind of, like, gargle.
It wasn't a gargle. It was, like, they would just lay on my tongue.
For how long? How long would you say?
Like, 10 seconds.
That's definitely a suck.
It wasn't, but it wasn't, like, I wasn't sucking. I wasn't trying to get nutrients. It wasn't from, I mean, it maybe.
Well, you were trying to get nutrients.
I mean, it was always quarters. Pennies are so gross. Pennies are definitely the grossest coin. Well, you always see pennies on the ground. Find a penny and pick it up.
The restaurant copper.
Famously.
But, like, quarters are just so classy to me. Like, a quarter of a dollar, like, that's so classy. A dime, they're too small. A quarter, they just fit they fit nicely.
So do you support the removal of pennies?
Honestly, no. Wow. Because I think that, I mean, I don't really carry
all
change.
All coins matter.
I never have cash on me. I'm truly a cashless being, which is bad. But I think that we need to stop getting rid of physical media in the age of, like, the internet. Yeah. The age of internet and, like, AI and, like, so many things replacing, like, physical objects. Mm. Like, I think we need to keep physical things and, like, archive. Like, I just think that pennies are cool. Like, it's fun. Like, find a penny, pick it up. Like, what are they going to say? Find a dime, pick it up? It doesn't really flow.
Mm. Quarter.
Nickel.
Mm. I'm here for pennies.
Let's go back. Let's start talking about coins. So, until what age did you do this?
It wasn't even like it started when I was a kid. Like, it started when I was like 14, and then it probably went until I was like 17. But it definitely was actually part of my routine.
It was like every night before you went to bed.
No, it was part of my, like, on my phone, like, fidgeting with stuff around me, like, watching a video. I would, like, put the coins in my mouth, like, take them out of my mouth. Then I'd line them up in my bed and, like, flip them back and forth. Like, I would line them all up and then flip. I could do, like, a domino situation with them back and forth. Then I put them back in my mouth. Then I put them back in the cup. Then I figured out the other coins.
So they were just really touched a lot.
Yeah, a lot.
They were,
and honestly, like, I found, like, it wasn't even, like, I, like, got coins from the bank. Like, no, these were coins that I, like, found.
On the ground. And you didn't, like, sanitize them.
No.
At least, you know, you're stronger for it.
I do want to say
you were sick.
Actually, just recently, but
sucking on those coins.
That's saying the sickness did not get me very hard. I never had to skip class. I never felt really that bad. I have a very strong immune system, and I think that is from picking up minor diseases along the way. But I will say, my parents saw me doing this many times and never made like immediate action to stop me. So I don't even know if the
so really they're at
me.
Fault.
I mean, what can I say?
No shame. Wow.
Well. And speaking about supporting things, you're just talking about supporting physical media. We did bring this up last time, but there have been some developments since then. You were once seen with a man who doesn't support or doesn't believe in climate change. We all know this story. Maybe not all of us, but some of us know this story. Chloe once just had a brief encounter with a man whose greatest fear was
being a
to
sheep.
Be a sheep.
Yeah.
And he... famously said that he doesn't believe in climate change. That's all we knew last time she was on the show. Maybe 2 years ago. Oh my god. Wow.
Time flies.
Since then there have been some developments. So
There have.
We were in the campus center and it was a protest.
Oh my god.
We were all in a sit-in protest at the campus center, in support of SJP. And we see this same man come in to the campus center and walk around and take a video of every single person there, which was not allowed. It was definitely like this was a safe
I don't know
space.
If it was like not allowed. I mean, not that I'm defending him, but it wasn't like a rule. Like, he just was like, it was just frowned upon, really.
Well, it wasn't. The point was like, so our faces wouldn't be identified. Like, that was
no,
a part of it.
I thought it was bad, but it wasn't a rule.
Okay. There was no rules, I
you
guess.
You didn't say JK, though.
So we're defending this man.
No.
He comes
in.
He takes a video. I think he might have posted it. We don't really know what he did with it. Just want to say, like, do you support, like, being with this man still?
I mean, I never supported being with him in that sense. I never saw him again after the first night. I did see him do that. I do believe he was pushed out. So I don't think it had that crazy of an effect.
Do you believe that our listeners deserve to know who that is?
Yeah, if I could remember his name. I think it was Jacob or Jake. Jacob something.
You can describe him.
You want me to describe
him? He doesn't
him?
Go here anymore.
He graduated 2 years ago. He's tall, big mouth. Like, I know that from experience. That was what made it bad. Well, that's not the only thing. But
yeah.
Big mouth, ugly. I don't know. He's white.
Okay, great description. We'll find
him.
He
was Jewish, but he didn't look that Jewish. But I'm Jewish, and I can say that.
Well, it seems like you have just, like, a history of bad dating.
I wouldn't say history. I wouldn't say history.
Just what about, you had kind of some allegations that also happened sophomore year.
Do you believe that you're a girl's girl?
I am a girl's girl, and I will defend myself in this situation till the day that I leave this earth.
Do you want to give some context?
Okay.
To what happened here?
The first day of school, sophomore year, my first class, I walk in, I see a guy, he's like tall, super cute, and then after class, he said he was in SMIFA. I'm giving a lot of information here. Really hope he isn't listening. If you are, hey. Hey, old neighbor. So I was like, okay, at sophomore year, like, let me put myself out there. So after class, I was like, oh, like, what do you do in SMFA? And he, like, told me, and we, like, became class friends. And I think a week after, I asked my friend who is also SMFA, and I was like, oh, like, do you know this guy? And she was like, oh my God, yeah, him and his girlfriend are so cute. And I was like, oh, okay.
Right,
perfect. It's all working out for me. So I backed off. We were like partners in class once because we sat next to each other. We were really just class friends. We talked in class, whatever, talked about the work. I was literally in that class, I don't think I paid attention for more than 5 minutes at a time. I literally was always checking like the stocks app on my computer.
Why is that?
I don't even invest. I was just so bored and I like to see it go up and down. Like,
what was the class, by the way?
It was Anthropology of Socialism and Post-Socialism.
So stocks are more important than that?
Capitalism is
I wouldn't say more important, but probably more captivating than my professor's lecture.
Wow.
Sorry, Tatiana Chudakova. She was great.
Not that great,
not
clearly.
Captivating.
Maybe she didn't just meet my learning needs.
Oh, or expectations.
Oh.
Wow.
Well, this isn't about her.
Well, okay. It's becoming about her.
So, let me speed this up. I had a thing with another person, which ended badly for me. But so after that took like a month. And then like at the end of that month, I either heard that the original guy and his girlfriend had broken up. I didn't know how, or I saw him on Hinge. I don't know what happened first. But after this occurred, he started flirting with me in class. And I was like, okay, let me just say I had never met his girlfriend before, never interacted with her. We were not friends in any way. We had no association with each other. I didn't even know that we had mutual friends, which apparently we did. But I literally had never heard of her. They are full SMFA, both of them. So I had like literally never even seen him before he was in my class. I had no idea. So he starts flirting with me. I'm like, okay, I'm up. Like, this is my time.
Finally.
And then he liked me on Hinge. We made plans. I invited him to a Halloween party. And things went well after that for me. And then I hear, oh, not homewrecking, but you know, I'm doing the ex-girlfriend wrong. I'm doing all this. I don't know her. I mean, here's my thing. If I was her, yeah, I'd probably hate me too. But she wasn't even the one that was mad. She never said a word to me. It was her friends who were not even involved in the situation coming at me, talking about me behind my back, giving me dirty looks that I could see from 200 feet away, and excluding me from group social situations. And this can be confirmed by my other friends that were there that aren't here right now. But yeah, that's what happened. And then we only were like, can I say hooked up? I don't know if I can say that. 3 times. And then it was over. It literally lasted a month and a half. That was it.
And that's all she has to say.
Wow. No apology said.
I'm not sorry. I don't think I did anything wrong. I mean, it was compounded on another issue.
Oh, and what was that issue?
Where one of the friends that was talking about me also thought that I was flirting with her boyfriend, which just was not even remotely true at all, which was based on a lie that someone else told her from a year ago. Like, it was just so many things, and I just truly did not do anything wrong. All I did, I was just being myself.
But it seems like, for a moment of time, people believed you were not a girl's girl.
There was a claim made about me, to my face, and then I was laughed at. But I mean, sure, you want to believe her? Go ahead.
Do you think those allegations have been resolved?
Yeah, absolutely. I just saw those people, actually, and I think we're on good terms now. Hopefully they're not listening. Probably that wouldn't be good, but I don't think they are.
Well, let's just talk about this moment in time. You were not called girl's girl, but you have historical experience with this too, where when you were a kid, you were obsessed with not being like other girls. Can you want to talk about that? Because I don't know if I believe you, you know, like based off of your history.
Yes. I mean, yeah, elementary school, I was so bullied that I just decided.
Blame it on the bullying.
Are you invalidating my trauma?
Continue.
Right. I just decided that if being different was gonna get me in a mess, then I might as well make it my personality. No. I just like wasn't that cool, and so I was like, instead of being cool, I'm just gonna be weird and then hate everyone. I feel like it's a pretty common experience. I actually wasn't even like that hated. Like, looking back, like I actually had friends, but I just convinced myself that I had
again,
no
victim
friends.
Complex,
yeah,
kind
no,
of
for
situation.
Sure, for sure. And then from the victim complex grew the superiority complex.
Yes.
But I want to say that I've changed, and I at that time I pretended not to like One Direction. Something that I'm honestly disappointed in now, because I do like One Direction. And I wish that I knew more of their songs. And I wish that I was engaged. And same thing with, like, just other, like, girly things. Like, I just wasn't into it. I refused to wear pink for, like, 4 years.
So you think now you're more in control of who you are?
Yeah, I think that being my authentic self, I'm being my authentic self. sorry. And, yeah.
Well, that's kind of ironic, because do you think it's okay to appropriate other cultures?
Oh. No.
Wow, okay. Well, Carrera, would you like to tell Chloe what we've heard about her?
Well, there's a few instances of this.
Oh.
First, I actually don't have the photo, but...
Oh, okay.
You
so no
were...
famously.
We have somebody who has the photo, though, so don't even worry. Your scene, famous photo of you, seen wearing a headscarf. in appropriation of
okay,
other cultures.
This... I was also the victim in this situation, and I want to be clear.
Always the victim.
The thing is that it's a pattern. This is not thrice.
It's a pattern because you're making it a pattern.
No, this is not thrice because I was in London. Yeah, I went abroad last semester. I was in London. And it was really cold. It's very north, more north than you'd expect. And so I was like, let me get a sweater. Or not a sweater, a scarf. I'm so sorry. So I bought a scarf, completely got scammed. It was like 20 pounds. Definitely did not need to be 20 pounds. Actually, I think it was 25 pounds.
That's a lot.
It was a bright orange scarf. I'm very excited to whip it out in the winter. And then quickly I realized that you can, like, wrap a scarf around your head to make, like, a hood when it's really cold. So my friends and I went on a day trip to Cambridge, and I remember wrapping my scarf, and I was like, guys, like, does it look like I'm wearing, like, does it look like I'm appropriating, like, a headscarf or, like, a hijab situation? They're like, no, it looks fine. I was like, okay, please tell me. They proceeded to not tell me when I had wrapped the headscarf very tight around my head and under my chin. Which was very comfortable, by the way. And I don't even know if
so
it's,
so your,
like,
comfort is more important than...
No. But I'm not sure that me doing that is... Like, I wasn't doing it to make fun. I was just doing it for my comfort. And I wasn't intending to...
So cultural appreciation.
I mean, I guess it wasn't appreciation or appropriation because I just wasn't doing it on purpose.
So you think even on accident, you know, it's okay if it's on accident? If they didn't know, no. If they didn't know about...
I'll always say impact over intent. So if my wearing that had a negative impact on somebody, I am deeply sorry.
That's what we brought here.
So I apologize. But then
thank you.
I was victimized in the situation by me having a photo of that and saying to my friends, oh my God, this is embarrassing. Crazy photo of me. And then one of them proceeded to post it on her public Instagram.
To make fun of me.
Well, unconfirmed, but.
Again, victim complex.
Yeah.
Additionally, we have a complaint from the French. And, Carrera, would you like to play the video for us?
No. So, just to give some context, our great friend Sylvie, who was mentioned prior, she had a Hinge. I think this was sophomore year. Had a Hinge, and somebody liked it. And they liked it, and they said, can I tell you my first impression? And so Sylvie was like, yeah, like, I want to hear what he has to say, like, kind of just out of curiosity. So he sends this voice memo. And what you're going to hear is probably
you're
maybe...
You're going to play his, too?
I'm going to play his, too. I think it's maybe possibly more embarrassing
for him
than it is for Chloe.
I absolutely think so.
I just want to say, at first you'll hear him, then you'll hear Chloe in response, and just get ready for what your ears are about to experience.
Sylvie, my first impression. Well, your last name is Fernandez. Así que supongo que eres de un parte diferente de los Estados Unidos, pero a ver... Y a ver si me entiendes, porque in school, or not in school, but I went abroad and I practiced my Spanish a lot, so that'd be pretty cool if you spoke a little bit. My second impression, you look, like, really cute. And then my third impression, you're 5'3 and a Sagittarius. That's very compatible with me, because I'm an Aries, so kind of scary almost.
Bonjour! Je n'ai pas le franc espagnol, mais je parle français. Au revoir.
So, yes.
Okay. I just want to say I was sick. I asked Sylvie to re-record it many times, and she said no. She refused to let me. I was ill. I had a stuffy nose, as you could probably tell. And it's really hard to speak French when you are nasally, because it's a nasal language. It's very up in, but that is not my best French, and I admit to that.
So you think it's okay to, like, make fun of the French language to to respond to us.
I mean, I was trying my best, truly. I was not intending to make fun. I was real. That was honestly my best attempt in that moment. And I am sorry to the French.
I'm giving you a second chance live on air. Do you want to try again?
Sure. Okay, I just want to say that I am overcoming a sickness. So. But, okay. Bonjour. Okay, no, let me try not to do an impression of it. Let me actually try to
just do it.
Bonjour. Je ne parle pas espagnol. How do you say Spanish?
I think espagnol.
Is it just espagnol in a French accent? España. Je ne parle pas espagnol. Whatever. It's not whatever. Issue.
Yeah. Espagnol.
Okay. Je ne parle pas espagnol, mais je parle français à voix.
If you speak French, please call in and let us know if that was a good impression.
No, the phones aren't working.
We'll continue.
Call in another way. Okay, now that we've covered that, we just have one more.
Of this section.
You were caught publicly. And you both times, you know, were sort of proud to be saying this.
This is a two-time offense.
Two-time offense saying a term in AAV slang. Do you want to say what that slang term is? Do you know?
He'd be hella chiefing off me?
No. No, that's not.
Okay, well, let's forget
that
one.
Not making the case any better.
No. Clock that tea. Clock that tea. It's, you know, as Chloe once say, it's online language.
It's Twitter.
It's Twitter language.
It's Twitter language. It's Gen Z slang.
It's Gen Z
no,
slang.
No. Okay. There's also context, but let me just say, you're right. And honestly, recently, not to, you know, make myself seem all high and mighty here, but I really have been evaluating how I speak and when I use certain slang words, which I think we should all do. And I think we should all pay attention to in what situations we use what slang and how that perpetuates the ideas around those type of words. But... yes, this was a video I saw on Twitter, and it was, like, from, what's that animated movie with the cow? And it's, like, it's, like, Barnyard or something. Yeah. And it was, like, a video, but I don't know what the actual clip was, but it was someone going, clock that tea, in the video. And I thought it was funny. Let's reassess my personal biases. Mm. But... then I was in a burlesque dance, which was Alice in Wonderland themed, and they didn't have a name. Oh, I just remembered the second instance. Yeah. Oh, I just remembered. They didn't have a name, and I was like, oh, clocks and tea are both motifs in Alice in Wonderland. So I said, what about clock that tea? And then I was met with someone going, I've never heard of that, in front of the entire group. So that was awesome. And then everyone laughed at me, and we never spoke about that again. And the second time, I'm in a comedy group called TFL. Shout out TFL. Gender, minority, non-audition, improv and sketch. Not improv. Stand-up and sketch comedy group. Show October 24th. Anyway. And all of our shows have names. Like, I can't.
TGIFL.
TGIFL. It incorporates TFL. And... having not gained any wisdom from my last experience.
Was this also was your first or second semester in the...
This was my first semester.
The first ever show you were in?
No, second show.
Okay.
Second show, because the first show was Halloween themed, so I was like, okay, it's not really a Halloween situation.
You had to sit on it for a bit.
Me just say that Yael, I brought it up to her, and she thought it was very funny, and she heavily encouraged me to say it.
She did.
And so I raised my hand in the meeting, we were coming up with the name, and I said, what about Clock That TFL? It was immediately met with a sour face. And then they wrote it on the board and then quickly crossed it off. And I was like, oh. And then a very strange occurrence happened that the president of the club leaned over to me and said this quote. She said this.
Wait, can I say? Didn't you ask? Didn't you're like, excuse me?
No, I did not ask. I made a face. And then she realized that I made a face. And she looked at me and said, quote, Mama. It's AAVE. We're not doing that in the show name. Now, two thoughts, end quote. Two thoughts happened in my head at once. Number one, oh my God, she's right. And that was inappropriate of me. Which, I admit, it wasn't appropriate. It also isn't, like, funny. Like, what's funny about it? Like, that is AAVE. That's the joke. So it's like, I get it. She's right. But also, Mama? Like, so I'm just confused on that. But she was right, and I'm glad it wasn't picked for the name, and I was wrong. I shouldn't have said it. But I'm just, but that was also just a very confusing interaction for me. So I don't know what we could take away, but I don't say that phrase
we're
anymore.
All victims, and
we're all learning. I don't say that anymore.
Everyone is right and wrong.
Well, I just think that if people don't want to associate with me because of that, then that is their right. That's totally fine.
Wow, that's big of you.
You're allowed to not like me. I know a lot of people that don't.
Well,
you've gotten through the section.
Are just maybe a couple just instances where, you know, you said in the Instagram post, this girl posted it and was trying to laugh at you, like, in front of your entire burlesque dance. Like, people laughed or didn't say anything. So, like, just seems like, again, kind of coming back to the theme of, like, you've been maybe bullied or socially outcast. But do you think that because you've had these experiences, it's okay to bully people yourself?
Or haze?
Haze? I think we all did the hazing training. And I think that on the question that said a little bit of hazing is okay, we all took a pause.
And what did you say?
And I said yes. And I think that you guys said yes, too.
I for the record, said no.
Oh, Guerra. I know you said yes. I know
we're not being interviewed. You are.
Okay. You're right. I'm sorry.
Thank you.
Bullying, no. I mean, it's not okay to bully people, but I think that we all have moments of weakness. You can't admit that. It's not that it's fun, but no human does not get enjoyment from taking away other people's enjoyment. I think that's like a thing that happens.
Is there a specific group you think it's more okay to haze?
No.
Well, we famously have a quote that you think it's...
Oh, go ahead.
Okay to haze freshmen.
I mean, I think freshmen are most susceptible to hazing.
Wow.
And I think that as a freshman, it's kind of like the only time where you... Like, if you're really getting hazed as a sophomore, like, you really need to take a step back. Yeah. I mean, not to blame a victim, but I just feel like freshmen are most susceptible because they're new. Not that it's okay. And by hazing, I don't mean inflicting harm in any way. I just mean, like, maybe playing a little joke.
What if it's emotional harm?
Do you have an example of something I did?
I'm not in the hot seat. You are.
Okay, so the answer's no. Well, I just know that you have plans. For the future.
I do.
Haze freshmen.
Yes.
You think that that's okay. So we, for context, while she was taking the anti-hazing quiz questionnaire, came up with this idea to haze.
I came up with this idea like 2 years ago.
Oh, that doesn't make it better.
And while I was doing the hazing course, I evaluated my idea on every single criteria. As someone who actually read everything in the course and watched all the videos and did every quiz... because I knew the answer and not just skipped everything and just guessed on the answers, I was evaluating my idea, and I don't think that it's hazing. It's not it's not targeting a certain group. The population will be randomized. It's not inflicting harm on anyone or making anyone embarrassed. It's not, like, making anyone uncomfortable, making them do something they don't want to do. It's literally just to have fun and to bring people together.
So what is this idea?
Well, I don't want to spoil it, but let's just say if you get a letter from the Ivory Tusk, listen to its instructions.
Exactly. I feel like it'd be a good time to do a PSA, but we don't have the PSA
the book.
It's right there.
The
it's here?
Well, yes.
Oh, it is right here. Okay. Chloe, do you want to pick a PSA? Okay. Just to say, leading in from hazing.
Right.
Which is, this is an anti-hazing podcast,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Radio
would
show.
We never support that.
Of course.
Now we're going into another sort of PSA.
Okay. Let's see. I'm just going to flip to a random page. Oh, okay. This one seems apt. Just 10% of the adult population drinks more than 3/4 of all the alcohol consumed in the United States.
What?
While 30% of American adults don't drink at all, and another 30% average less than one drink per week. The top 10% of American adults, 24 million of us, consume an average of 74 drinks per week, more than 10 drinks a day. Some numbers to think about. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Is it sober fall?
Dry January.
Right.
We're all of age.
Yeah, we are. Okay, going from there, just sort of again thinking about like who you are as a person.
We'll come back in with something too.
Yeah, what you stand for.
I stand for. Well, let me be quiet.
Can you open up your settings app and see what your screen time is right now?
Sure. Yes. Wait, how do I find it? Okay, I got it. Okay. For this, do you want me to say the weekly average?
Sure.
Yeah.
Or today?
No, the weekly
average. Okay. This week, I averaged 6 hours and 23 minutes of screen time. with the most being Safari and the second most being Spotify and then the third most being YouTube.
Can I ask what, does it say your website on Safari?
yes.
Okay.
It was archiveofourown.org, which it was down yesterday for 20 hours.
Is that why it was so low?
Yeah, had a big effect. No. yes, that was the website.
Do you want to talk about what this website is, what you peruse?
Just briefly.
Sure. I mean, I'll try to keep it appropriate. It's a website where you can post fan fiction, fan created works or original content. It's a free use forum. I've used it over the years. I mean, I've used it for so many things. That sounds weird, but let's not get into that. You want to know currently?
Yeah.
Right. Okay. currently, you know, let's, I don't even know how to
spit it out.
It's baseball and basketball, real people fiction.
Wow.
So it's, for more context, it's real people. So like LeBron James.
Yeah, LeBron James there.
Kobe, is he in there?
No, he's not Kobe.
R.I.P.
Well, I'm not a Kobe fan, so I wouldn't choose to read anything about him.
Do you support shipping real life people?
Yeah. So it's basically what this is it's seeing two men. Who are real.
Be in love. Let's celebrate that.
Be intimate.
But are they gay?
Well, it's unconfirmed.
In real life.
Can you really ever know?
But you're speculating.
I'm not speculating. Here's my thing. I think it's a varied situation. I think generally, no. If they can find it. I think if someone is in the position where they're, kind of famous or, they're really invested in their personal, they're famous and they like to pay attention to the internet, it's probably not the best idea because it could affect their social life. But I truly do not think that any Major League Baseball or basketball player has ever visited the AO3 website, let alone knows what it is.
What about their kids in the future? Have you considered that?
Oh, you know, I haven't.
Wow.
I haven't. But I don't
imagine your dad is a famous basketball player and you search his name up.
I don't think it comes up if you search. I think if you search LeBron James, many other things would come up.
Well, you throw in fan fiction at the end.
They're looking for it.
Well, then they're looking for it.
Well, no, maybe they were looking for a triumphant story about their life.
That's sad.
I mean, their life is already a triumphant story. But, I mean, yeah, they could just ask.
So how do you feel about that?
I think that me reading it does not really contribute. I don't think that if I stopped that it would affect anything. They get a ton of views.
Oh, so you can't make a change?
I can make a change. I just don't personally think it has that much of a negative
effect. This is the same rhetoric as people who don't want to vote.
I voted.
Well, let's keep that logic consistent then.
I think it's a little bit different, the presidential election versus real people fan fiction.
General, the logic of...
But I was canceled on Twitter for this exact thing.
Wow, and you haven't learned.
No, my notes apology was not sincere.
Was Carrot not...
Carrot
didn't produce
a good
response.
To be honest, I literally only went by Carrot for the last month of being on Twitter. I totally went by my real name and posted pictures of myself online under my name for a
year. Was Carrot after or before you?
Wait, just from a context, Chloe went as Carrot, the name Carrot, online on Twitter for...
Yeah, I went by Carrot because I think after I got canceled, I was wait, I should not be under my name. I should change.
So Carrot was the alias.
Internet safety. And also, I was experimenting with my gender at the time, so I wanted to see how different names... Felt. I went by CJ and Carrot, but it was just it wasn't I went by that in real life, which was fine if I did, but I didn't. It was just my Twitter friends called me that. Actually, no one ever called me that. Literally, people just called me Chloe. I don't even know what the point of that was.
Just try something new.
Yeah,
true. I think we all should do that. Yeah. Sometimes.
Yeah. Experiment. Just going back, wrapping back around to your screen time. So 6 hours. That's pretty good. I know that's pretty good.
That's really good for me. I mean, it used to be 8 and 9.
10
in COVID. 10 and 12 in COVID.
So that's basically every hour that you're awake. It's just constant.
Do you have a book or something?
I have been on my reading journey. I read a lot for class, so it's hard to read for pleasure.
And what would pleasure look like for
well,
you?
Well, she does read for pleasure.
I do read for pleasure, but not physical
online.
family show. I recently... What's the last book that I read? I read...
Giovanni's Room?
I finished Giovanni's Room by James Baldwin, which was very good. I recommend it. But I've been reading for class. I'm about to start reading books for class. So Alice in Wonderland, I'm coming for you.
Oh. And coming back around to...
Exactly. Coming all the way back around. Everything in my life clock. Is connected. What was that?
I said clock. In reference to your...
Right, okay.
Your thing.
What was the question? Sorry, I don't even know what I'm just saying.
I don't want to talk about books anymore. We got to move on.
Yeah.
We don't have time.
He's anti-literacy.
Going on from there, you were asked once the question, do you have a book, in response to, like, talking about your screen time, talking about being online. Another occurrence of this was when you were getting into a verbal argument with our other friend, Madison. You're talking about Cat's Eye. The global girl group.
Trained on the K-pop method. Let's be clear.
And you were arguing about it, and you're like, no, you're wrong. You're wrong, because I watched the show, like, did all this stuff. And Madison goes, yeah, well, I have hobbies, so. So have you grown from that? Do you have hobbies now?
Sorry for that sniffle. I think that it's okay to have hobbies that are online, number one. And being a fan is a hobby. I do think I need more hobbies. A hobby I have, going to class, eating, walking around campus, being on The Observer.
Okay.
Dancing.
Oh, wait. Mm-hmm. Actually, speaking of dance, are you in a TDC dance this year? I know we had a lot of controversy.
I'm in Cat's Eye the Musical, choreographed by Yael and Madison.
Oh, well.
And it combines your passion.
It combines two passions I have, musical theater and Cat's Eye.
Wow, and famously.
Let's go Icons.
You didn't think that Madison was fit to be a Cat's Eye fan.
From this argument.
I was frustrated with their view of some of the things that happened in the Cat's Eye documentary.
Wow.
And I didn't say that they weren't fit. I think also they've done a ton of research since, definitely grown. I don't think I'm one to judge whether someone's fit. I think I was frustrated in that moment. But Madison, I believe in you. And Yael, too.
So you do think that they should be in charge of the dance?
Yeah.
Do you have opinions on the dance currently?
I think it's going great.
You wouldn't change anything at the moment?
I mean, I would change a few things, but I'm not in charge.
Did you fill out the anonymous form?
No. I didn't think it was that needed.
Okay.
But also, why would I tell you that? It's an anonymous form.
It's not anonymous to us.
What?
Why?
Moving on. Famously.
He has editing access.
You not only ship real people, but you also stalk real people. Who was the last person you stalked on Instagram or online?
Okay, the last person I, like, really stalked was Cole Turkle.
Yes, I was going to bring that up.
Famously, that was next on our list.
Yeah. Let me say this was encouraged by many people.
And so, wait, sorry, who is Cole Turkle?
Great question. Let me enlighten you to this beautiful person.
But quickly, we don't have much time.
Okay, yeah, so I am on the email list for Tufts Baseball Analytics Club, and I was reading the list one day, and I saw this name, Cole Turkle, and this name just really stood out to me, made me chuckle. It's kind of like a funny combo of, like, sounds. And I just, like, really, I just got, I got invested. So I was like, oh, let me look this guy up. He graduated from Tufts. This man has the smallest digital footprint, like, I've ever seen. He has an Instagram with, like, 100 followers. He has a LinkedIn that has no picture, like, has no information on it. But what I did find was videos of him performing in the Boston Youth Philharmonic Orchestra, which he was amazing in. You're great at clarinet. And if he's listening, I just want to say I'm a huge fan. And I'm so sorry if this made you uncomfortable. It probably did.
Yeah, so you watched a few videos.
With you.
But did Carrera look it up?
Actually, yeah. Well, no, you were driving.
I was driving.
So, responsible driver.
Watched a few videos and then you commented on these YouTube videos.
You
commented on these videos. Good job, Cole.
I did.
Clarinet sounds great.
He did do a good job.
And you think that's okay to... look up people you don't know online, find their content, then harass them.
I mean, the video had zero comments, and it was posted 4 years ago, so I don't think that's harassment. I don't know what the legal verbiage is.
What if his kids one day look at it?
Find that YouTube
video. I think, why would he be, like, freaked out by someone being like, you sound great? Like, I feel like that's a nice compliment. I didn't say anything creepy. Well, then his name was in the description of the video. It said Cole on clarinet.
So you had to look into the description specifically?
No. Well, I only found the video because his name was in the description.
Right, right.
So if they
right,
Googled him, his name would come up anyway.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Okay, going off from Cole Turkle, I just know that people come to you sometimes with your stalking abilities. I know people have been like, Chloe, can you find this person?
Right.
Can you find this person? You just have a lot of experience trying to find people online, trying to find information about people online.
Well, it's not hard, and I think it's honestly, it's a lesson. I Google myself all the time. I once deleted, like, my entire Google account because I Googled myself and some videos from, like, this app that I did with my friend showed up, and I got so scared that people were going to find my address from that somehow. So I'm very scared, but I think it's just interesting how much people, like, allow themselves to be on the internet. Like, you can really find anything. And I also think that, like, it's good to be able to do research. We're living in the age of AI. People are asking ChatGPT, what's this, what's this? No, I'm in page 3 of Google.
Page 3.
Wow.
Page 4, maybe. Never page 5.
Do you feel like there's a person in particular that you've kind of, like, looked at the most online?
No.
No? Not at all?
No one in particular, I don't think.
Oh, okay. Do you want, like, an initial that might spark some...
No.
No, I think it's okay. If you don't want to...
We'll be kind.
Oh. Enough.
Going on from there.
Enough. Let me breathe.
Going on from there.
You want
just
it to come
again,
back.
Again, your digital...
Everything goes back around.
Going from there on your digital footprint, recently, you've been obsessed with scrolling on SideChat.
I will say I've never deleted SideChat. I've had it since freshman year. I think it's good to, you know, keep in touch with the youth, but it is just a facet of my phone addiction. It's like one of the apps I don't have a screen time limit on, and so if I'm really needing that phone stimulation, I just go on SideChat because it's like Reddit but worse.
Do you think it's okay then to like be in, especially people who maybe are minors, like their sphere online? Because mostly freshmen do use this. They're new to Tufts, maybe preying on their minds,
their safe space.
There's no age limit to the app. I've not posted on SideChat since 2022, 2023, end of freshman year. I don't comment. I rarely upvote. And I also have seen posts from other seniors talking about senior bar night with people responding. So there is an active senior community. But I just look. I'm a, what do they call it? I'm a lurker.
Wow. Great movie though. Everyone should go watch that.
Oh yeah. I want to see it.
Yeah, so at the end of the day, you think it's okay to be on SideChat still as a 21-year-old?
I think it's embarrassing for myself, and I don't... I mean, I should probably delete it, but I think it's kind of fun sometimes, and it's fun to... yeah, it's fun.
Do you like when people, like, make comments about other people?
What do you mean?
Like, if someone makes a comment about someone.
And I know, but it's not, like, what do you mean?
But
it's
you
like
just enjoy the drama.
Like, making a generalization, like, you know.
Like, talking about someone's body.
Well, I don't know. I'm not sure what you're referring to.
No, just, like, in general, like, the idea of, like... someone like posting about someone else's body, like describing them. How do you feel about that?
No, I don't think that's okay.
Well, wow, wait, really?
Well, okay.
First of all, famously, your most popular SideChat post was taken down for posting a picture of somebody else.
That's true. That's true.
Chloe posted a photo of this girl who was in
her
the
face.
Tufts
her
gym.
Face was not in it. No, there was one identifying feature, but that was the whole point of the post. If you know, you know.
Do you want to describe the post? Or?
Some girl had a Judy Hopps tattoo in the background. Judy Hopps, the famous character from Zootopia. She's a police officer. And behind Judy Hopps was the Blue Lives Matter flag. And I just thought that was an interesting work of personal expression. And I thought other people would like to see that. So I took a picture of her calf with no... her face was not in it. And I had never seen this girl outside of the gym. And I posted it on SideChat, and it was taken down, which rightfully so. It should have been taken down. I was wrong, and they punished me.
But you think it's okay for people to have Judy Hopps' Blue Lives Matter flag tattoos?
I mean, I think people can do whatever they want. I mean, it's a free world. But wow. I wouldn't get that tattoo. I don't think anyone I know would get that tattoo. But she had it, and I thank her every day for giving me that experience of seeing it.
Again, then, just going based off of your experience with posting photos of, commenting on people's appearances... last year at homecoming, you made a comment about a girl who was trying to help Sylvie, trying to save her life. Do you want to speak on that?
Let's say the comment first before we give her.
So Chloe was telling me this story. So the context of the story doesn't really matter.
Our friend was in need.
Yes, our friend was in need.
And someone came to help.
And someone came to help. And I was like, oh, who was it? It was like at a house of people that I kind of knew. And Chloe's like, oh, I'm trying to remember who it was. Like,
and then I said, is this girl? And you said, oh, who's that?
No, I knew who it was. You go, no, I can't remember. I can remember. But she was like big. That's what you said.
So first of all, I want to say that being big is not a bad thing.
And it's not.
It's not an inherently bad trait. What I meant to say was she was tall. But really what my feeling conveyed was we were both crouching and this girl came and kind of was, she was tall, so she was looming over us and then came and crouched. It was just a very, like, her presence was large in that moment and it was a little overwhelming. And that's just the word that came out of my mouth.
So tall people are overwhelming?
When I was
crouched, they can't control
when I was crouched to the ground helping my friend who had just passed out, it felt overwhelming to have someone standing right over me. Yes. We were also in a corner.
And all she was doing was trying to help.
I mean, it wasn't her fault at all. She did what she wanted to do. She was very helpful. She gave us water.
Do you feel like the girl that was screeching at the Lord concert yesterday was overwhelming you when she was over top?
No,
not specifically when she was leaning over you.
Oh, yeah. Yes, that was overwhelming, but that also wasn't really her fault.
Oh, but it I was don't think, this girl's fault for being tall.
No, I think, it's no one's fault. It's just my experience.
No, it's the words it's okay. were said.
It's okay. Okay, just going into our last.
We have 4 minutes, so we're going to go through some.
Speed round.
Do our speed round, our classic speed round questions. Well, just first of all, these are some questions that you've answered last time, and we asked every one of our contestants on this show.
So let's see if the answers are changed. Let's see if your opinion has changed. How short is too short?
For
men, specifically.
Heteronormative, first of all.
No, we're just discussing short men.
I'd say shorter than me.
How tall are you?
I'm 5'6". For me, personally, I mean, I don't think it's that big of a thing, but I think shorter than me would be a little weird, but I'm not opposed.
So anyone 5'6 and below, I'm so sorry. Chloe's off the table.
She will not internet stalk you if you're 5'6 and below.
Let's not.
Let me chop off my leg. Let's see if your opinion has changed. Rank the LGBT acronym.
Okay. T.
Is where?
Top.
Okay.
TLGB. And I say that as someone who is kind of bisexual.
What do you mean by kind of?
Like, I go in between identifying as bisexual and queer.
Where do you rank Q?
Where do I rank me?
Q. No, Q.
Oh, I forgot about Q. Oh. I guess I'll do Q before B. And before G. So TLQGB.
And why is B so low?
Why is G so low?
G-solo,
well, G is very recent.
Yeah. I just feel like biphobia is real,
mm-hmm.
I believe. But, it's not that serious. There's bigger issues plaguing our community.
Being queer is more serious.
No, that's not what I said.
Well, that was what the ranking says.
If that's what you want to take from it?
If that's what the audience wanted to take from it.
Let me ask the audience.
Just another quick one. So you mentioned before that you're in TFL, the gender minority sketch comedy group.
Yeah.
Do you want to rank the sketches that you've been in?
Well, I've only been in two.
Okay, well
rank the two.
Rank the two.
I've been in Rear Window and Pope. I'd say I have to put Rear Window first because it was my first time, and it was just so much fun filming it, and it was so funny. And then Pope, close second, but I just made a TikTok, so it wasn't like that crazy, but it was very funny.
Okay, speaking about TFL... Is there someone, could be like a person in charge or just a person in general that you would rather not see in the group?
Well, she graduated.
Ooh. Oh.
She's gone.
You want to drop a name then?
L is the first initial.
Mama?
Exactly. She said that and also just did other things. Wow. But it's not my problem anymore. And it honestly was never that big of a problem at all.
Okay, last question. Yeah. Just going based off of that one. If you could just remove anybody from Tufts campus, could be a group if you want, it could be multiple people, but at least one, who would you remove and why?
I don't think this is going to be a surprising answer, but I'd remove Henry Britton.
Wow. Thank you so much, everyone, for listening to In the Hot Seat with Joey.
And Carrera.
And finally... Chloe. Nope, you don't count. Nope.
For her final time on the show,
never
she did her redemption.
Never will appear again.
Just wait until your episode.
But we have, we have one final question, one viewer question from Max Bennett.
Oh.
If you were on Drag Race, specifically lip syncing for your legacy, because he does not believe that.
We don't have time.
What lip sync song would you lip sync to?
I would do Vibology by Paula Abdul.
And that's it. Thank you so much, everyone.
And you're listening to 91.5 FM at WMFO, Member Test Stream for Radio. Thank you.
In the hot seat now. Get ready for the heat.